Hos Nye finder du et kæmpe udvalg af kvalitetskufferter til skarpe priser. Spar for eksempel 25% på bestsellere fra Samsonite. Eller find din favorit blandt vores øvrige udvalg. Priserne starter fra kun 499 i Nye-butikkerne og på Nye.dk.
Det her er Aftenklubben på Nova
med Daniel Cesar.
Sometimes you hear a song that has a good melody or well-crafted lyrics, but other times you hear a song that is just as much like raw emotion in some ways. And one of those songs, in my opinion, is Let Me Down Slowly. So it's a pleasure saying welcome to the artist behind the song, Alec Benjamin.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah,
thanks for saying those nice things.
And Alec, I have a lot of questions about your song, and we're also going to listen to it by the end of this interview. But first of all, let me ask you, how are you? You're in Denmark, and you're from Arizona.
I'm from Arizona, yeah. So I'm a long way away from home, but I'm doing really great. I slept a lot last night. I stayed at a really cool hotel, so I can't complain. I'm having fun. The only thing that I don't like is I really don't like flying. I hate being on planes. But other than that, you know, I'm doing really good.
How is the weather in Denmark compared to Arizona?
Well, Arizona is really hot and Denmark is cold. So it's different, but it's a nice change of pace. I live in California right now, though.
Okay.
But California is also kind of hot as well. It's a little sunnier.
Where in California?
I live in Huntington Beach is what it's called. I live in Orange County.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's next to Los Angeles.
Just when you say beach, it sounds nice.
Yeah, well, you know what? I have to be honest. I live at home with my parents, but I do live near a nice beach, which is really cool.
Are you a surfer type?
Nope. When I was younger, when I lived in Arizona, sometimes when it gets so hot in the summer in Arizona that we would drive out to California, and there was like this summer camp where you could go there and you could surf, and so I would do that. I wasn't very good, but I enjoyed it. And then as I get older, I realize there are sharks and things in the ocean. And as I realized that, I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'm not going to surf anymore. Where I live, it's like a breeding ground for great white sharks.
Whoa, whoa.
So they're everywhere.
Yeah, that would scare the hell out of me, I think.
Yeah. It's very rare for a shark attack, but Huntington Beach has quite a few great white sharks.
You have never met a shark when
never.
You're out?
No. Probably because I don't go anymore. So, yeah, that's intentional.
And Alec Benjamin, I think we should talk a little bit about you because you have made an album and you
yes.
have a lot of singles. Perhaps from our listeners' point of view, they probably don't know you that well.
Right.
So let me start by asking one question.
Mm-hmm.
If you hadn't made it into the music business, do you know what you would like to do?
No, but I do like to... I'm not sure what I would do. For me, there was really never anything else that I wanted to do. So I don't have any idea. Yeah, maybe that's one of the reasons why this is so important to me, because I don't think I would really be good at anything else.
But when did you know that you were going to be a singer? When did you know that you had a voice and you could sing? Because everybody has tried, I guess, sing in the shower.
Well,
right?
I think everybody can sing and has a good voice. It just depends on, you know, not every voice is suited for every genre. So if you like to sing, then you just kind of have to figure out the genre or whatever that your voice is best suited for. And I'm still like learning how to make my voice sound the way I want it to. So I guess I don't know how to answer the question, but I started making music when I was about 16. I'm 24 now, so.
So how did you break into the music business? Because I heard that you began playing at parking lots and in front of concerts.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
So initially I moved, I'm from Phoenix, and I told my parents I want to move to California because, you know, there's a music industry out there. In Arizona, there's no music industry. And they said, okay, you can do that, but you have to go to college. So I went to the University of Southern California for a year. And then I dropped out. But while I was out there, I met a bunch of songwriters, and my music got played for a record label named Columbia Records, and they heard it, and they signed me, and I dropped out of school, and then I left. I was like, I'm going to be a star, like, let's go, you know? And then I got dropped from the label. And after I got dropped, I played on the street for, like, you know, 2 years just in front of other people's concerts, and that's kind of how I got started again.
What was the intention with that? Because I guess if you had a record deal, then that would be like the dream. You want
right.
to, and then you get dropped, and then you start playing in front of a concert. So was
right.
was the intention to get fans by that, or
yep.
was just
it was to get
better?
Fans? Both. Okay. It was both. It was to get fans. It was to get better. And it was, you know, it was too, if I was writing new music and I wanted to play it for people, I didn't really have a platform yet. So if I wanted to see how people would respond to the songs, I would just go sing it to them on the street. And you can judge by people's reaction whether or not they like your music or not, or they like a song or whatever. So
isn't that scary? One thing is that you're going on your first European tour right now, and but then people, they pay to get to see you, you know, they expect you, and then
that's much scarier.
Is that much scarier?
Yeah, because then there's an expectation. When people have heard your music and they're paying money to be there and they're taking time out of their day to come see you, then you don't want to let them down. But if it's, you know, you don't want to let a random person on the street down either. But then again, like, they didn't pay to be there, and, you know, and if there's no expectation, if you, they're expecting you to suck, you know? So if you slightly exceed that expectation, they're really excited. Whereas when, you know, you plan a tour and people know for months in advance that you're coming and there's going to be a room of people that have, you know, they've kind of been thinking about it for a while, you don't want to let them down. It's a very special thing that somebody is going to take, not just spend money, but spend time. Because, you know, you could spend money on, you know, buying a record or whatever, but it's much different to come and plan the whole day around it. Yeah. It's a big responsibility, I think.
And luckily, you're not playing in front of concerts. You're not playing in parking lots anymore. Just before the interview, I did some research on you, and I saw that you had, I don't know really what it is, but it's like John Mayer. He has some kind of talk show.
He has an Instagram talk show, and he's my favorite artist, and he found my music, and him and I have become really good friends.
So and how did John Mayer find your music?
There was somebody at a radio station his name is Jensen, and he's an awesome guy, and he works at K-Rock in California, and he found my music. I don't know how he found it, but he shared it with John Mayer because they're friends. And John Mayer listened to the music and really liked it, and so he started posting about it. I woke up, I was on tour in America, and someone was like, dude, check your phone. And I looked at my phone, and I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. My favorite, like, I had a poster. I told John, when I was 14, like before I even started playing music, he's what made me want to play. I had a poster of him next to my bed. Every day I would wake up and see John Mayer's face, you know? So that I got to meet him was so incredible. And now we talk a couple times a week. I texted him like 3 days ago and I was like, hey man, you know, sometimes I get really anxious on the road. Like, what should I do? And there's this thing online that you can get. It's called Masterclass. You can buy a subscription and there's a bunch of people who give masterclasses. And he sent me, he was like, check your email. And he sent me a gift. He bought me a whole year subscription to Masterclass to watch while I'm on the road. So it's been a very special few months for me. And he's a very special person.
And it's kind of, I don't know, the talk show, it seems like he has a lot of fun.
He has a great time. And he's so talented too. He's such a smart guy. He has so much to say. And he's funny.
But what kind of song made you want to do songwriting and singing? Was this a specific John Mayer song?
Or? Yeah, there's a few songs that in my life that I've heard that have made me really want to make music. And then one of them is Stand by Eminem. And then the other one is Daughters by John Mayer. And I love how those songs, you know, there's a lot of great music, but those songs have lyrics that they fit together so perfectly and they tell such a perfect story. And they're like a puzzle that is just like, just meant to be, you know? And the lyrics, like, you know, fathers be good to your daughters, you know, and like how it comes, it's just like grace, you know, it's just good.
At one point in my life, I guess I was like 13 or something like that, I could the whole song Stand, like in memory, just rapping
it. Yeah, me too.
You could that?
Okay, so I did a cover of it actually, and I'm putting it out on Friday. It comes out, yeah. But it's I love that song. Yeah, Stan, I perform it at my show, so you should come to the show.
Yeah. Do you rap it?
Yeah, I rap it, yeah.
Oh, great. That sounds
I'll play for you after.
Yeah. I'd like to hear that. And I agree with you. It's, in my opinion, Stan is one of the best lyrics because it tells a story and it also does it with emotion. It's such a great tune. I mean,
yeah.
And when talking about great tunes, Alec, we also need to talk about your song Let Me Down Slowly, which we're going to play in a short moment. But first, let's have a small break.
Ingen dress code, ingen smarte dørmænd. Velkommen i Aftenklubben på Nova.
And right here in the studio, I'm still visited by the American singer and songwriter Alec Benjamin. And Alec, you have a huge hit that we're going to listen to in a moment, which is called Let Me Down Slowly. But first, let's talk a little bit about your song. What comes first when you sit down and write a song like this? What comes first, the melody or the lyrics?
Lyrics. The concept comes first to me. And wasn't always that way. And I've kind of like evolved as I've started writing songs. But I didn't get into music because I liked music first. I always thought I had something important to say. And I didn't know how to express it. And music gave me a vessel or like a way to express my music or my thoughts. So the thoughts always come first. Like I'll think of something and be like, oh, that's weird or whatever. And then I just put it into a song.
Is that why you call yourself a narrator? Because
I like to tell stories. I love Paul Simon too, so he's a great storyteller.
What kind of stories do you then like to tell? Is there a common theme?
Well, I feel like stories are always the best way to express an idea. That's why, like, you know, throughout history, you know, you've read, like, you know, Aesop's Fables, and all of these stories are stories, but they're meant to they all have a message. And I try to have a message with every song, and a story is sometimes the best way to convey a message. So, you know, if you want to talk about maybe bullying is bad, or not just bullying is bad, you know, sometimes one of the reasons why someone's bullying someone else is because, you know, they have problems in their life. And so I have a song called The Boy in the Bubble, and it's a story about a kid who gets bullied, who finds out that the person who's bullying him also has really a difficult life. And so then there's a message in that. And instead of just saying that, sometimes it's nicer to just tell the story. It makes it easier for people to listen to and to digest.
Is it then not difficult, but how is it then for you to be standing on the stage singing this song? Because I guess it's kind of personal, right?
Yeah, but I like that.
Yeah,
I'd like it to be personal. I think that's the best way people can get to know who I am. So I always get nervous, but I'd rather be singing songs that mean something to me than things that don't.
And right now, Alec Benjamin, you are on your beginning to start your first Scandinavian tour. Mm-hmm. It begins the 31st. How do you prepare for that? Because I counted like you have 10 concerts in the first part of the mm-hmm. tour. That seems like a lot. How do you prepare that for that?
I think there is no way to prepare for it. I think like the best way to prepare for it is to go and just do it and then learn from that and come back and do it again, and do it again and do it again. The only way you can prepare for tours, I think, is by just playing shows. So I played, all the parking lots that I played, you know, like 2 years ago or whatever, like that helped prepare me for what's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. And I saw all your concerts, and it seems like almost all of them are sold out.
All of them are sold out.
Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
So how has the last year been for you? Because the whole parking lot, how many years is that since?
I got dropped from my label in 2016. So I started, and then I started, maybe it's been 2 years, 2.5 years.
So all this has happened very quickly, actually.
Say it like that, it feels like it, but when you're in it and you're doing it every day and it's the only thing that I care about, it feels like it could be slow.
And when you mention slow, let us talk a little bit about
Let Me Down Slowly.
Yeah, exactly.
Good segue.
Exactly. Alec Benjamin, Let Me Down Slowly. It's a song where when I heard it, to be honest, I didn't really notice the lyrics to begin with because I felt the emotion of it,
cool.
if that makes sense.
Well, that song is less of a narrative song for me. It's like less of a story than most of my songs, actually. It's more just about the feeling, so that's cool that that's what you got from it.
Okay, so what is the feeling in it? Because it seems like a sad song.
Yeah, it feels like it's the feeling. I try to express the feeling of like being helpless when you're kind of in a relationship and somebody kind of holds all the cards and you feel like a little bit like you're, you know, you have your fate in somebody else's hands. That's a very scary thing, especially when you really care about somebody.
Okay. So, but that's not autobiographical.
It is. It is. But the way I told the story is different. Okay. It wasn't just like it's very true. But the way I went about it is different. It was about a time when I was with somebody, and then I thought that they were going to leave because my girlfriend was sleeping over at my place, and she got up in the middle of the night and she just left, and she had never done that before. And she thought I was sleeping, but I wasn't, and I knew that she left, and it was a very weird feeling for me. So I just tried to convey that emotion.
Oh, that must be very cathartic for somebody to express yourself through music.
Well, yeah, I wrote a song 3 years after we broke up, so but it made me feel better about the whole situation.
And Alec, just before I turned on the microphone, you mentioned that you actually had some Danish friends.
Yes.
Yeah,
I have quite a few.
How was that? How did you meet
Danish? There's a lot of wonderful Danish musicians that I've met through the music community, and I find that the Danish musicians that I've worked with are some of the best players I've ever seen in my life. So you guys have an amazing tradition of artists and music and all that.
Is it somebody we know?
Well, you have definitely heard their music before, but like this guy that I work with, his name is Nick Torp. Actually, he plays in a band called The Specials. Do you know them?
No,
They're amazing, so you should check them out. Yeah. And then he played all the pianos on like Skyfall by Adele.
Whoa.
So he's like a wonderful piano player and played on a million other things that you probably heard. And then I don't know if you've heard I'm Yours by Jason Mraz.
I've seen that a lot.
So my friend Chris Christopher, he played the drums and he played the drums on all the Jason Mraz stuff on that record and a bunch of other records that you probably heard as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I love Jason Mraz, by the way.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite artists.
Okay. Interesting, because when I searched you, it seemed like you had a lot in common with him, I felt. And I heard him say in an interview at one point that he was surprised with I'm Yours, which is one of my favorite tracks of him, that he was surprised by the reaction of the fans.
Right.
Because he didn't take it that seriously.
Right.
But when he came out and sang it, they were very much 100% into it.
That's how he knew the song was going to be a hit.
Yeah, so when you've done your album and you've done this song, Let Me Down Slowly, how has the reaction been for you? Has it surprised you in some way?
For Jason, I think it was different because he had already had a fan base when he put out I'm Yours. So I think he went back to shows and played I'm Yours and was surprised at his fans' response. This song has got me a lot of fans. And before, when I put this music out, I didn't have any, you know, I put the song out when I had 70,000 followers on Instagram. And now I have 450,000. And I grew 300,000 in the last 2.5 months.
That is kind of mind-boggling.
Yeah.
How do you comprehend that? And how does that feel like?
You don't. It doesn't make any sense. No. You have no idea how this stuff happens. Like, I looked at my tour and like 2 months at my tour into Europe. Like, I couldn't even sell. You know, I played at a coffee house like a year and a half ago in California, a place I live right next to, and 60 people showed up. You know, and now, like, I'm playing a show in London for 800 people. You know, it's not, obviously I'm not playing a stadium or whatever, but for me, it's like, I'm thrilled. You know, it doesn't make any sense. You're like, who are all these people? Yeah. That's why it's so cool to get to go to the shows and meet them.
So what is the future from you, Alec Benjamin? What are you looking forward to? What is in the...
Yeah. I have no idea. I didn't know that I was going to get this far. So hopefully I can just continue to just keep growing and keep making music.
And Alec Benjamin, it was nice meeting you, and I wish you the best on your Scandinavian tour.
Thank you.
And then I think we should listen to your new song, Let Me Down Slowly.
Cool.
This night is cold in the kingdom. I can feel you fade away. From the kitchen to the bathroom sinking. Your steps keep me awake. Don't cut me down, throw me out, leave me here to waste. I once was a man with dignity and grace. Now I'm slipping through the cracks of your cold embrace. So please, please, could you find a way to let me down slowly? A little sympathy, I hope you can show me. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. Let me down, down, let me down, down. Let me down, let me down, down. Let me down, down, let me down. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. Cold skin, drag my feet on the tile as I'm walking down the corridor. And I know we haven't talked in a while, so I'm looking for an open. Slipping through the cracks of your cold embrace. So please, please, could you find a way to let me down slowly? A little sympathy, I hope you can show me. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. Let me down, down, let me down, down. Let me down, let me down, down. Let me down, down, let me down. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, down slowly. And I can't stop myself from falling down. 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 Could you find a way to let me down slowly? Sympathy, I hope you can show me. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. Let me down, down, let me down, down. Let me down, let me down, down. Let me down, down, let me down. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly.
Det var det. Aftenklubben kan høres hver aften søndag til fredag fra 21 til 22.30 på Nova.
Nova, vi lyder i dag.
Åh, løbe!
Åh, ja.
dyrenes konge. Så er det tid til en Red Bull.
Red Bull? Du er jo stadig ikke hurtigere end løven.
Jeg behøver ikke være hurtigere end løven. Bare hurtigere end dig.
Red Bull giver vinger.